The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for True Crime News. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Right now, our top local story on News Radio WBBM. A person is dead after being hit by a vehicle on the Kennedy Expressway about 5:45 yesterday evening. WBBM's Terry Keschner reports.
Illinois State Police tell WBBM troopers responded to the inbound Kennedy between Canfield and Harlem for a report of a deadly crash. State police say for unknown reasons, a pedestrian had entered the left lane of traffic and was hit by a vehicle. Debris from that crash entered the middle lane and struck another vehicle. The pedestrian was taken to a hospital and was later declared dead. Illinois State Police say no other injuries were reported. The inbound Kennedy was shut down at Cumberland for several hours, causing a hassle for Christmas traffic. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Portage, Indiana are asking for the public's help to locate a Dunkin' Donuts employee wanted for allegedly shooting at two customers.
The incident occurred last Monday evening at a Dunkin' Donuts on US 6. According to police, the employee, 19-year-old Devin Rodriguez, had a verbal altercation with two customers, brothers, 25 and 17 years old. They said it started because Rodriguez was staring at them. He walked away, another employee took the brothers' orders, and police say as they were leaving, Rodriguez confronted them in the parking lot. There was another verbal altercation, and according to police, Rodriguez pulled out a gun and fired at the two. They were not hit, the car they were driving was. They took off and called police. Rodriguez fled too, and he's been wanted since then. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A man in Bradley has been arrested and charged for allegedly shooting and killing his uncle with a crossbow. Channel 7 reports police in the city just south of Bourbonnais responded to a home on Clinton Avenue around 2:20 Sunday afternoon and found 39-year-old Scott McLean dead. Officers immediately took 25-year-old Joshua Zilm into custody. The two men had lived together in the home. The circumstances leading up to the killing remain under investigation. Zilm is due in court on January 16th. Police say a driver was intoxicated when his vehicle crashed into a home in North Suburban Lake County on Christmas Eve, killing a passenger.
The Lake County Sheriff's Office says a Jeep swerved before it went off the road and into a house on West Engle Drive near Carroll Lane near Lake Villa. Police say no one was in the house at the time of the crash, but a 22-year-old man from Round Lake Beach riding in the Jeep was killed. Investigators say another 22-year-old man from Round Lake Beach who was a passenger in the Jeep was seriously hurt and taken to a hospital. Police say the driver of the Jeep, 31-year-old Marcos Corona Vargas of Round Lake Beach, was seriously hurt. Prosecutors have charged Corona Vargas with reckless homicide and driving under the influence of alcohol. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Police in Park Ridge are on the lookout for three Grinches who broke into an ice cream shop early yesterday evening.
It happened shortly before 3 in the morning at the Triple Scooped Ice Cream Shop on the 800 block of Devon Avenue. Police say three males wearing hoodies broke the front door with a brick, entered the store, and then drained the cash register before fleeing. Surveillance cameras captured it all, but the thieves are still at large. Anyone with information requested to call Park Ridge Police. John Welty, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
During the holiday season, feeding the hungry gets a lot of attention, but hunger really has no season. Speaking at a holiday luncheon for seniors on the West Side yesterday, Bishop Bob Lombardo of the Chicago Archdiocese says we should remember the needy all year long.
Well, I always tell people, you know, at Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're all very, very generous and we want to do something, but people usually like to eat in January, February, and March, you know, so, you know, I always joke around with people, but people get it and they're very good with that, you know.
It's estimated that roughly 500,000 people in the Chicago area face food insecurity. An Israeli soldier with family ties to Chicago who died after being severely wounded in the attacks that sparked the war in Gaza has become a symbol of sacrifice in Israel.
The family of Yonah Brief, a dual Israeli-American citizen, says their loved one has come to symbolize the sacrifice by hundreds of fallen soldiers. He was a combat medic when his unit was ordered to join the fight against insurgents October 7, 2023. Brief was shot 13 times, but was still able to drag himself and a fellow soldier to safety. While hospitalized, Brief lost both of his legs and endured medically induced comas. His family says his spirit never wavered. A medical center spokesperson in Tel Aviv, where Brief was treated, says his determination to live became a source of inspiration for the doctors and medical staff. Brief lived 14 months after being wounded. He died late last month after his liver failed. Varen Black, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Now time for sports. In for Josh List, here's Judson Richards.
My busy day in the association on Christmas Day, capped off by its biggest star power, LeBron versus Steph, Warriors hosting Lakers. Now, LeBron put up 31 points, Steph had 38, but Austin Reeves had the last bucket, tied at 113 with 3 seconds to play.
Reeves on the drive, inside Lamb, he banks it in with 1 second remaining, no timeouts. Here comes Curry, launches a three-quarters court. Oh, off the mark.
That was Mike Breen on ESPN. Lakers take it. That was LeBron's 19th Christmas Day game.
I love the NFL. I love the NFL. But Christmas is our day.
Yeah, no shot. From Squid Games now to NFL games, Netflix broadcast 2 NFL games yesterday. Chiefs secured the 1 seed in the AFC with their 15th win of the year after a 29-10 win atop the Steelers. Now, Bears will not be getting to double-digit wins this year. They're trying to avoid a double-digit losing streak. Bears have lost 9 in a row as they host the Seahawks tonight at Soldier Field. Linebacker TJ Edwards on advice he gives young players on dealing with the losing streak.
It starts with each individual, right? Like if you're sick of losing, if you're whatever, then what are you doing to change what we have going on here? That's my mindset, right? And you can come in here and make all the excuses you want and do all the whatever, complaining about what's going on. But at the end of the day, what are you doing as an individual to make this look better than what it has?
It's the 4-11 Bears, the 8-7 Seahawks tonight, 7:15. By the way, the other NFL game yesterday, the Ravens trounced the Texans 31-2. With sports at 16:46, Judson Richards, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When it's time to retire your real Christmas tree, you can give it a second life in the area's forest preserves. The Daily Herald reports that by recycling your real undecorated tree, you can help create wood chips for trails, landscaping, and other things happening in the preserves. Trees can be dropped off at one of 8 marked site locations across North Suburban Lake County. They'll be open daily from 6:30 a.m. to sunset through February 1st. No yard waste, please, and commercial drop-offs are not accepted. We hear a lot about food banks and hot meals for those in need during the holidays, but experts say it's actually a year-round job.
Darris Slagle is the executive director of Rose's Food Pantry in the tough West Roxbury neighborhood of Boston.
I love feeling like at the end of the day, my job meant something.
Along with volunteers, she puts together food bags to help feed 2,000 people every week.
There's always something to do here. There's so much work.
A lot of food is donated to the pantry, but thanks to grants and donations, Slagle can also pay for 20,000 pounds of food a week. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Recruits from the Great Lakes Naval Station had a break from boot camp yesterday, taking part in an annual tradition at Christian Liberty Academy in Arlington Heights. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
More than 40 recruits took part in the 12th annual Christmas celebration at the Academy, hosted by Bob and Linda Stack. He's a teacher at the Academy. They started the tradition in honor of their son, Marine Lance Corporal James Bray Stack, who was killed in Afghanistan at the age of 20. Military veterans formed a receiving line applauding as the recruits got off a bus. The Daily Herald reports one said, "We felt like rock stars." They were each able to call family at home. Normally the recruits can't have cell phones. And for many, it was the first Christmas away from home. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A grim discovery was made on a plane that recently landed in Maui from Chicago.
Officials say Maui police are investigating the discovery of a dead body in a wheel well of a United Airlines plane after it landed in Maui. The body was found in the wheel well of one of the main landing gears on Flight 202, which arrived at the airport from Chicago on Tuesday. United Airlines said the wheel well of the Boeing 787-10 was only accessible from the outside of the aircraft, and it was unclear how or when the person accessed it. In an emailed statement, the Maui Police Department said it was, quote, actively investigating the discovery of the dead body. I'm Shelley Adler.
Police are investigating a Christmas shooting at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix that left three people wounded. Police say the shooting took place at a restaurant outside the security checkpoints. A woman and two men were shot. The woman is reportedly suffering life-threatening injuries while the men are in stable condition. Police say the people involved did know each other. Wildfires are burning in Australia, which has just begun its summer season.
Australia's second most populous state of Victoria is bracing for potentially devastating wildfires as a heat wave and erratic winds present the worst fire conditions in several years. Resident Daryl Lord tells Channel 10 Australia there's no telling where the blaze will spread.
The problem is that it's unpredictable where and when. And that's the hard part at the moment. We've got fire to our north, so the northerly wind at the moment could bring that onto us. We've got fire out to our west, so westerly could bring that.
Temperatures have reached 99 degrees Fahrenheit, and officials say several fires are currently burning out of control across the state. The largest in Grampians National Park, which has burned through more than 135,000 acres. I'm Donna Warder.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.